Well, welcome, everybody. My name is Brian McClure. I am one of three ambassadors with Ambit Energy, national consultant, founding national consultant, in fact. And I want to welcome you to tonight's call. A few weeks back, I think about 3 weeks ago, I went over the difference between goals and commitments. And I want to review that real quickly, maybe drill a little bit down on the commitment side. But, you know, a lot of times in the beginning of the new year, you know, you set your New Year's resolutions. People call them goals. People call them objectives. People call them different things. But typically it's goals, you know, goals for the new year. And if you think about what your New Year's resolutions were, what your goals were for this year that you set back in January of this year, 12 months ago, and then think through what were they, you know, and then all different aspects of your life, you know, it could be from, you know, weight loss to stop smoking, to move into a new place, to eliminate debt, to get a new car, you know, whatever it is. But think back on those goals and how many of them did you actually fulfill? You know, what typically happens is that we get all fired up and, you know, we're rolling along for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or maybe a month. And if we really did great in a year, you know, it's a couple of months. And then life gets in the way. You know, you got kids, you got this, you got that, all the different things that kind of come at you, and you start to lose that focus. And so, you know, by definition, I wanted to give you a few synonyms for goals. You know, goals are an aim or perhaps a hope, or a dream, or an intention, or a target, or an objective, or an aspiration. Goals are often a safe haven, you know, they're a place that you retreat to, they're a sanctuary, they're a shelter. You know, so if you think about all those things, you know, I particularly like dream and aspiration. You know, we all have dreams and aspirations of, you know, that I'm going to stay fit the rest of my life, you know, I'm going to lose all this weight, I'm never going to regain it, you know, whatever it may be. You know, your goals are always aiming towards a direction or something that you want. But there's a huge difference between a goal and a commitment. And I want to go over the word commitment because it comes at you in different ways. So a commitment, you may want to take notes on this. A commitment is an agreement with yourself. In other words, this is something that you agree to with yourself. This is not something that you know, a lot of times, you know, talk about sharing, and I'm not saying that it's bad to share a commitment. But it's a commitment that you make to yourself. It's a bond within yourself. And a commitment is the collateral of your life. You think about it. You know, whatever it is you want to make a commitment to. You know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. You know, now it could be a goal, a hope, a dream, or whatever. But if it's a commitment, it's the collateral for your life. And it's your deposit on the future. In other words, you're making a deposit in this commitment on what your future looks like. You're going to feel better. You know, the pressure's off of your knees. This isn't going to hurt as bad. That's not going to hurt as bad. You're going to be able to fit into the clothes that you haven't been able to fit into in the last 10 years, whatever it is. And a commitment also is the insurance and assurance to live the life that you deserve. You know, if you can make a commitment, and a commitment is something that will not be denied under any circumstances, it will not be denied. The only way it can be denied is through death. That's a commitment. And again, a goal is a dream or a hope or an aim or a target or just a place you go and hide to make you feel better. But a commitment is something that will not be denied. And it's the insurance and assurance to live the life that you deserve. And it's also a contract with yourself that's absolutely set in stone and does not change. You know, Now, you can make a commitment and get to that commitment and then develop a second commitment. So in the example that I'm using, losing 50 pounds, you can make the commitment, I'm going to lose 50 pounds, and you get to that place and you tone up and maybe you lose a little bit more fat, but put it back on because you're working out and muscle mass or whatever. And you could say, I made a commitment to 50. I'm here. I've been here for a while. And now I want to go another 20. So you've completed one commitment. And the fact that you complete a commitment ought to be celebrated. And now you're making a second commitment. Okay? So it's really a contract that you make with yourself. You etch it in stone, and it doesn't change. So you're not going along and you lose 30 pounds and you go, you know what, I really want to do 60, or I really want to do 40. No, you made a commitment to 50, you get 50 done, you hold on 50, and then you make a second commitment. And really, if you think about it, it's a bond that really becomes your destiny, And again, I'm using a 50-pound weight loss example, but let's focus on different aspects of our lives. Whether it's relationships, whether it's our physical being, whether it's our financial commitments to ourselves, and that's where ambient energy comes into play for all of us. You start to think about all the different aspects and the commitments that you can make to aspects, different aspects of your life. So you're going to make a commitment to a relationship. Maybe it's a restoration of a relationship. Maybe you have a poor relationship with a sibling or a former spouse or a child or a parent or a coworker or somebody from some group or association that you were in where you had some falling out or whatever, So you can make commitments in different aspects of your life, but and I wanted to point that out, that it, commitments aren't all over the place. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. I'm going to become a better person. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Make a commitment that's specific. That's another characteristic of a commitment. It's specific, and it's something that you can hold yourself accountable to. So, it's not a commitment to lose weight. It's a commitment to lose 50 pounds. So you have to be specific. Hey, I want to go mend some relationships with people. That's not a commitment. That's a goal. That's a hope. That's an aim. That's a dream. That's an intention. That's an objective. That's an aspiration. Commitment is, I want to go restore my relationship with John Smith. Okay? And it's not bad in your commitments to put a time frame on it either. We typically, make these New Year's resolutions or goals. I'm trying to get you to understand that you need to make commitments so that you don't look up 12 months from January 1st, and we're having this same call in December of 22, right before the new year, and you're in the exact same place. You look back at 22, and nothing got fulfilled. None of your commitments actually, bore fruit, actually came to fruition, actually, happened the way that you wanted it to do. So, again, a commitment is something that will not be denied. So you have to be careful about that. You have to say, well, look, maybe what I need to do is, I can't focus on three different commitments at one time. I need to focus. The most important thing to me is X. The most important thing to me is my financial health. Okay? And so, you set a goal within your financial health arena. Or maybe you can say, hey, I can work on my weight, and I can work on my financial wealth. Or, hey, I can work on restoring a relationship with my child, and I can work on my health. You know, maybe you can make three or four commitments. You know, maybe you can make a commitment at work because that's kind of segregated time-wise, and it's something you work on kind of in the 8 to 5 time frame. You know, I'm not dictating how many commitments you can make, but if you make too many commitments, then what happens is they are denied because you don't have the time, the energy, or the psychological or physical strength to deal with what you have to go through to cause that to happen. Because typically, if you're not going to be denied a commitment, you know, it's going to take a lot of effort, you know, whether it's physical effort, mental effort, time, energy, you know, interaction with other people, development of new skills. You know, there are a lot of things that are going to go into that commitment, you know, and again, just using a weight loss as an example, because that's why a lot of people make New Year's resolutions around weight loss and health, you know, making a commitment to, you know, losing weight, you know, that could involve getting rid of all kinds of food in your house that aren't healthy for you. That could get involved in doing research on nutrition and what you're going to do nutritionally. That could do have a lot of time and effort into what are you going to do exercise wise? What do you have to do to prepare for that? How are you going to rearrange your schedule? That might come into work where, you know, hey, I've got to change my hours at work, or I've got to change, you know, when I get the kids from daycare. You know, there's just so many different aspects of your life to where if you're going to take that commitment and make it a top priority, it's going to change some other things in your life. It's going to change the way that you operate, or you wouldn't be making the commitment. You know, one thing that a commitment is a confirmation that there's something that needs changing, right? There's something that needs improving. There's something that is fluid. It's not stagnant. It's just not sitting there, you know? So commitment takes energy. So with that kind of as a background, you know, we've gone over that 2 or 3 weeks ago. I wanted to drill down a little bit more on commitment. And again, a commitment is an agreement with yourself. It's the collateral of your life. It's your deposit on your future. It's the insurance and assurance to live the life you deserve. It's a contract with yourself set in stone, and it doesn't change. And it's a bond that becomes your destiny. Okay, so that's what a commitment is. And it's something, if you got to remember one thing above all, it's something that will not be denied. So now I want to apply that to your ambit energy business, okay? In your ambit energy business, you know, most people get involved with ambit energy for some positive financial change in their life. And it grows into so many other things. I mean, some of my very best friends in the entire world I met through Ambit Energy. You know, I've been in about 15 years now, and I'm telling you, lifelong friends that I've met in Ambit Energy, most of which are still involved in Ambit Energy, and some of them aren't. You know, they're just passive, but they were relationships that I developed in Ambit Energy that are lifelong relationships. So like I said, some of my very best friends. But let's talk about why most people get involved with Ambit Energy, you know, initially. You know, they don't say, oh, I want to get involved in Ambit Energy because I'm excited about going and signing up people on electricity, or, you know, hey, I want to learn about the energy markets, or, you know, hey, you know, I'm excited about Ambit Energy because, you know, I want to go learn how to be a public speaker on stage, or I want to learn the technology of how to do Zoom meetings. No, they get involved with Ambit Energy because they want to make money, period, end of paragraph. You know, you initial upfront investment to get a return of that investment, and they get a return on that investment, okay? And so what happens in that journey, which is a good thing, it's not a bad thing, and it's not a negative comment at all, is it turns into something so much more than the money. It turns into the relationships. It turns into a vehicle. It's almost like a ministry, you know. Ambit Energy over the years has been a ministry for me because I could go out and talk about an incredible opportunity that was life-changing, not just for me and my family, but for, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of families, and not just in the United States, but in Canada and Japan as well. You know, I've witnessed transformational changes in families and relationships and things that have happened because of what Ambient Energy has done for the people that got involved with it and participated in it in a big kind of way. But with that said, that comes after the initial thought of, I want to make some money. You know, that's why people get involved. All the rest of it's incredible. It's like dropping a petal in a lake, and then just the ripple effect is incredible. I remember a few years back, Chris Chambliss talked about the butterfly effect, and that just the flapping of the wings of a butterfly and how that affected and moved molecules on a global basis. It's a great book. And he did his whole speech in Ambition about it. So the butterfly effect that's occurred with Ambient Energy, not only for me and my family and the people that I've touched, but for so many others, you know, I've had the incredible pleasure and incredible honor to be able to watch that and to be in a small way be a part of that. With that said, again, because I'm emphasizing that because that's such an incredible, huge part of Ambient Energy. But in the beginning, so I want to take you back to the beginning, and I want everybody on this call to think about the beginning. Why did you get involved in Ambient Energy? You got involved in Ambient Energy because you wanted to make a little money. Now, maybe you wanted to make a little bit more money because of the kids' college fund, or you needed a nicer car, or you were drowning in debt, or you hated your job, or a combination thereof. There were reasons, okay, of why you wanted to make more money, but the bottom line is you wanted to make more money, okay? So as you go in and you start to look at your commitments, okay, around financial strength, you know, getting out of debt, you know, like I said, moving out of apartment into home, getting into a nicer car, being able to, you know, take care of a college fund or help a niece or a nephew in need, whatever it may be, or a nonprofit organization that you're involved with. And no, it doesn't have to be some grandiose thing, oh, I want to make $1 million so that, you know, I can do this with it. No, you know. Well, let's focus on how do I get $100 on Fast Start? How do I get you know a few dollars? You know, how do I get promoted to regional consultant so that I can start to build a regional consultant business and make $55 as people qualify and gather customers? They're baby steps, you know. And I think a lot of times people sit back and go, oh, this one's making this money and that one's making that money. And they tend to judge themselves against, you know, why isn't that happening for me? Why isn't this happening for me? You know, no, it's a commitment to yourself, you know, and it's an agreement with yourself. Okay. So a commitment is an agreement with yourself. And if you have an agreement with yourself that no matter how small it is, what will happen is your I will not be denied commitment will turn into something that will begin to grow. So let's keep it to its simplest terms, okay? And I don't care if you're a national consultant on this call, and we have some national consultants on the call, and I don't care if you're a marketing consultant on this call, or a regional consultant, or a senior consultant, or an executive consultant, it makes no difference. You've got to boil this down to what is your commitment in the new years to Ambient Energy. And what I know to be an absolute fact is that you have got to have the system. Let me just train on this real quick. The first thing you're going to do in our system is you're going to create a written list of prospects. These are people you know, love, and trust, or people that you've met over the years that you're going to sit down and you're going to invite to take a look. You're not inviting them to join. So the first step in our system is a written list. The second step is the invitation, not to be confused with an invitation to join Ambit, an invitation to look at Ambit, which takes you to the third step, which is the presentation, okay, typically done on Zoom, or you're going to send them a link to your website, you show them the business opportunity video, and then if you think that through. If all you ever do is make a written list, you're not going to ever get anybody into the business. If all you ever do is make a written list and invite people to look, but no one ever takes a look, you're not going to get anybody into the business. The only way you're going to get somebody into the business is if you take a written list. From that written list, you invite people to take a look. And from that invitation, people actually take a look. Because at step one of a written list, there's zero possibility of enrollment of a new consultant. At step two, invitation, if that's all that ever happens, and even though you invite, they never take a look, there's no possibility of enrollment at invitation. The possibility of enrollment only occurs at presentation, the third step. And then, of course, the fourth step is validation, which increases the probability after the presentation that they'll get involved and become a consultant in your business. Okay, so that's a simple four-step system. You know, written list, only purpose of the written list is to invite somebody to take a look. The only reason for inviting somebody to take a look is to have them see the presentation. And the only reason, then from presentation, you're going to do validation, three-way calls, send them to articles, however you want to validate, get all their questions answered or whatever. And it's only at the point of presentation that enrollment can occur. I'm going to digress for one more second. What's the difference between enrollment and recruitment? Okay, a lot of people call about recruiting or sponsoring or whatever. I call it enrollment. Here's a key. Find out what it is that somebody wants, okay? What is it that they want? And then show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. Find out what it is somebody wants, and then show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them, okay? And so the reason we call that enrollment is you're enrolling them in the possibility of what Ambit Energy could do for them and their life and their family, okay? So let's say it's a college fund. If you can enroll them in the fact that by getting involved with Ambit Energy and working with you, that they're going to begin to solve the situation they have, the problem they have, the dilemma they have, call it whatever you want to call it, with Johnny's college fund, because Johnny's a sophomore in high school and they've got 0 cents in there. And college is expensive these days. So find out what it is somebody wants, show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them, and then enroll them in the possibility that Ambit will fulfill their why. You know, you need to ask and dialogue with them on why they're doing the business. If they're tied to their why, nothing but nothing will get in their way of their commitment. So let's go back to you. So, you know, call it what you may, New Year's resolution, goals. I'm going to call it a commitment, okay? And hopefully you understand the differentiation between a goal and a commitment, okay? You're going to make a commitment. You don't want to undercommit. You don't want to overcommit. You want to be reasonable and understand that once you fulfill a commitment over the period of time of that commitment, then you can set a second commitment. So maybe your commitment, because we know we can't have enrollment unless we show presentation of the opportunity, maybe your commitment is to show the business once a week. Maybe it's once a month. Maybe it's 10 times a day. You know, it's not for me to dictate. You know, I don't know you and your life and where you stand. But if you want to know what the key to building a business is, it show the plan, 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 show the plan. Because somebody has to see a presentation before they can enroll in the business. And then once somebody enrolls in the business, they've got to go out and gather customers, okay? And with a more competitive market, gathering customers isn't as easy as it once was, you know? You can't worry about that. You know, it might have been at some point in your career in the past that you'd have to ask three people to be your customer to get one. Well, it might be in your career today, you've got to ask five or seven people or 10 people. I don't know what it is in your particular market for somebody to become a customer. You know, a commitment is something that's not going to be denied. A commitment is something that's etched in stone. It's something that is a bond with your destiny, with your future. You know, it's a contract with yourself. You don't break contracts with yourself. You know, it's called the Whatever It Takes program. You know, if you sit back and go, oh, well, pity poor me, you know, this happened, that happened, you know, blah, 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 blah. This, you know, my sponsor didn't do this, Ambit didn't do that, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. I could burn up this phone line for another 45 minutes telling you all the horror stories. You know, I rebuilt my organization 12 times over the years that I was actively building my business. Rebuilt it 12 times. You know, it went down to basically zero because, you know, one summer the rates in Texas went from, you know, 10, 12 cents a kilowatt to 18, 19 cents in a matter of a couple of weeks because of some stuff, you know, and it happened with everybody. It wasn't an Ambit thing. It, you know, if you were with TXU or one of the incumbents in Texas, your rates went from 14 cents to 20 cents, you know. I mean, it was something that happened. But the miscommunication, the misunderstanding, you know, whatever, people didn't like it. And people quit. And I had to, you know, I had this huge organization blowing and going, man, we were doing in-homes. People were coming in left and right. And literally overnight it went away. And I had to make a decision. Hey, am I going to continue on? Am I going to continue on to build my organization? Or am I not? And, you know, I just pulled myself up by the bootstraps. I started talking to some new people. Those people were unaware of what had happened in the past that was out of my control, Ambit's control. It was just a market weather-related event. Same thing happened in the polar vortex. Same thing happened when tin gas markets got shut down in the Northeast. You know, how people react to the adversity is up to the person. You know, I can't control whether you go out and kill this business, and I can't control whether you quit the business after this call tonight. You know, the only person that has control of the success or lack of success in their Ambit energy business or to be quite frank, in their life period is themselves. You know, I talk about all the time. My business card is a mirror. You know, it's got my name on the outside, Brian McClure National, founding consultant, Ambit Energy, and my phone number and all that. And you open it up and it's a mirror. You know, it's a mirror. And you know, and I'll meet somebody and I'll say, you know, hey, John, you want to know the reason for your success or your lack of success? And I'll open up the cover that has all my name and stuff printed on it, my phone number, and there's a mirror, and I just hold it up to their face. I said, there's the reason, you know. So the bottom line is that as we go into the new year, you need to make some commitments, and I'm going to encourage you to make a commitment at least in two or three areas of your life. And if it's a financial commitment that you want to make, and you want to make it within Ambit Energy, you know, you see Ambit Energy as part of that financial commitment, make a specific one with regards to your Ambit Energy business. And I'm going to give you some direction in that. You know, number one commitment I would make is on the Whatever It Takes program, I would be registered and or attend live, so registered for online or registered for live in Houston, Texas for simulcast on January 15th. Not only would I make sure that I'm registered, but I would make sure everybody in my group that's active and interested in growing an Ambit Energy business is registered. You know, for a couple of reasons. Number one is there's usually attendee-only bonuses, okay? So only people that attend simulcast are eligible for certain bonuses. Now, I can't tell you that that's going to happen or isn't going to happen, but what I can tell you is for the past several years at both Ambition and simulcast, that's been the case. So I'm assuming it's going to be the case this year. There's also usually some pretty exciting announcements, you know. I'm not privy to what those announcements are, but there's usually some pretty exciting announcements, and there's good information that's disseminated at that may be very, very important in how you build your business, where you build build your business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So why in the world wouldn't you take just a few hours on Saturday the 15th and make that investment in your business and in yourself and make a commitment on the Whatever It Takes program? But whether it's Simulcast 2022 or Ambition 2022 or some other event that's occurring in your area or a power rally on a Zoom or anything else, the key to those events is not you attending. The key to those events is you getting as many people in your group to attend as possible. That's the key. So one of the things that I would encourage you to do is between now and then is I would encourage you to get on the phone and get people excited about registering for Simulcast. You know, what's the worst case scenario? You register for Simulcast, costs you a couple of bucks, and you don't do anything with it. What's the best case scenario? You register for Simulcast, you find out something, there's some information there that makes a huge difference for you, and rather than missing it and missing the benefit of that information, whatever that may be, and it's usually going to be financial in nature, you're positioned to capitalize on it. But more importantly, you've got the people in your organization positioned to capitalize on it. You know, absolutely imperative that you and everybody in your group register for Simulcast. So that's one commitment that I would make, not just to yourself, but make a commitment that I'm going to get X number of people in my organization that aren't currently registered for Simulcast. You know, now that's a short-term commitment. You've got between now and the 14th or whenever they cut off registration, you don't have a whole lot of time. So that's a concentrated, short commitment. And don't let yourself be denied. You know, you say, I'm going to get 10 of my people on, then, you know, get 10 of your people on, period, end of paragraph. If you know, you call 10, then I would encourage you to set a new commitment and say, okay, I'm going to get 10 more. If all 10 of them said, yeah, I'll join, you know, and I'll do simulcasts with you. But if you call 10 and you've only got one, and you call 10 more and none of them sign up, and you call 10 more and then you've only got two, if you're committed to 10, you stay committed to 10 on the Whatever It Takes program, okay? And understand this, that the multiple of what your income is going to be in Ambit Energy in 2022 is going to have something to do with the number of people that you have at Simulcast. So that's a commitment that's short-term that I wanted to point out on this call, because we're not going to have this call next week because of Christmas. And so I didn't want you to fall into January and go, God, I wish I would have been thinking about this. Is a really, really good week, and the week between Christmas and New Year's a good week. You know, people are exhaling a little bit. They're relaxing. They're a little bit easier to get. A lot of people take off of work. Good opportunity. Call up an old friend. Take them out for coffee. You know, call them on the friend. Do whatever it takes, but get people registered for Simulcast. Now, let's move past Simulcast. Let's talk about 2022. You know, make a commitment, and maybe the time frame that you put on it is in 3 months. You know, the first 3 months of the year, so January, February, March. And really look at your calendar. Say, okay, well, in February, I've got this week, you know, my conference at work, and I'm going to be really busy, so I'm not going to be able to do anything that week, you know. And I've got this Boy Scout camp out, or this Girl Scout camp out this weekend. I've got this going on. And you can just kind of get a feel for what your time availability is, and then make a commitment. You know, do it on a weekly basis. I wouldn't suggest doing it on a daily basis, but make a commitment to how many people you're going to call, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, invitation, and then how many people are going to see the actual presentation, okay? And if you just focus on invitation and presentation, don't focus on the number of new consultants you're getting into the business. A byproduct of you focusing on invitation and presentation will be that you'll get people into your business, okay? So in the first month, 2 months, 3 months, just focus on that. Just get really good inviting people to take a look. You know, let me give you a little coaching on that. You call up your friend Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you doing? Now, I believe getting right to the point of the call. I don't believe in, hey, how are the kids? And how's John? And how's this going? And how's that going? And, 15 minutes later, oh, by the way, one of the things I wanted to mention to you, no. Say, hey, Mary, it's Brian. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing great, Brian. Said, look, am I catching in at all right time? Because I want to make sure I'm not, she's not trying to put the kids down or changing a diaper or whatever. Yeah, have you got it? Just a couple of minutes? Yeah, I've got a couple of minutes. Mary, where are you sitting right now? Oh, I'm in the living room. Okay, I want you to play along with me. I'm going somewhere with this. This is important. What's on that's burning electricity that you can see right now? So I'm going to play the game with myself, okay? I'm in my bedroom, okay? My side light to my bed is on. Television's on. It's on mute. My phone is plugged in. The ceiling fan is on. The alarm clock is plugged in. The night light is in on the bathroom. That's what I can physically see right now. Well, Mary, let me ask you, what else is burning electricity in your house right now that you can't see? Well, my refrigerator's plugged in. The freezer in the garage is plugged in. The refrigerator in the garage is plugged in. I know the outside lights are on. Television's on in the other room. Betsy's got her computer plugged in. I've got another phone charging in the other room plugged in. Why do you ask? Well, there's an opportunity, and and in some instances, they're going to know you're involved with Ambit Energy. You know I've been involved with Ambit Energy. Let's role play that. I've been involved with Ambit Energy. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, people just like yourself are burning electricity. No one goes and pulls their electric meter, throws the main on their electrical panel. They burn electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, just like you do. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to show you the opportunity, how you can capitalize on that and the deregulation of electricity, not only in the United States, but on a global basis. Would it be worth just a few minutes of your time to take a look at a video on the internet? Or would it be just worth a few minutes of your time tomorrow night at 7 o'clock? There's going to be a Zoom meeting I could send you an invitation to. Would it be just a few minutes of your worth of evening of your time? I could come pick you up at 6 o'clock. There's a meeting. A guy from Dallas, Texas, where the company's headquartered, is flying in. I come by, pick you up. We'll go to the meeting. I'll buy a cup of coffee and bring you back home afterwards. Okay? Doesn't matter how you get them to look at the business presentation. The bottom line is get them to look at the business presentation. So set a commitment to yourself, okay, to jumpstart your Ambit Energy business in 2022 by how many invitations are you going to make? And then how many presentations are going to be viewed on a weekly basis? So let's, it's not for me to dictate the number, but, I've got to use the number just to give you an example in this call. So let's say that you say, hey, I think I can make 3 invitations today, on my way to work, on my way back from work, at lunchtime, on my breaks, in the evenings, whatever, I can make 3 invitations a day. Okay, so 3 times 7 days, and I'm going to do that 6 days a week. So that's 18 invitations. Well, let me just cut it back down to 5 days a week, because every once in a while I'm just going to get really busy. I'm going to miss a day. So 5 days a week, I'm going to make 3 invitations, 15 invitations a week. Okay, and as long as I get 3 presentations watched out of those 15 invitations, I'm good with 15 invitations. Okay, so this is the way it's going to work. Sunday, first day of the week, is going to roll around. You're busy with church. You don't feel really good about calling people on a Sunday. You don't call anybody. Monday, you're busy. You're late with getting the kids to school, so you don't make any calls on the way into work. And all of a sudden, everybody, your boss calls everybody in the office and said, we got to get a presentation out by Thursday to ABC company. It's the biggest account this company could ever be. We've got to have this we got to have this account, and some big emergency, super important thing happens at work, you know. Well, then Monday's in this meeting, that meeting, the other meeting, go home, you're exhausted. Johnny's got a big science project that's due on Friday. You got to help him with that. You don't make any calls. Okay, so now your 2 days of not making any calls are done. You only got 5 days left in the week, and you got to make 3 invitations a day. But the next day is the same way. And the next day you only get 2 invitations in. You've got to somewhere in that process, somewhere in that journey, somewhere when you're going down that path, you know, say, this is etched in stone. I made a commitment to 15 invitations, 3 of which have watched the presentation. And again, I'm not dictating that number. I'm just giving you an example. And then you've got to do whatever you've got to do. You got to get on the whatever it takes program. If it means you don't eat lunch in the lunchroom, and you go out to your car and jam phone calls, then that's what it means. You can make adjustments to make that happen for you and your family. You know, keep in mind that commitment is the bond that becomes your destiny. If you don't make the calls this week and you don't make the calls the next week, then it was just a hope, a dream. It was a goal. It was nothing. A commitment is something you will not be denied. So I want you to start to think about, what is my commitment in particular to my Ambit Energy business in 2022. Not for me to dictate, not for your upline to dictate. This is something that needs to be self-reflective, well thought out, and make a commitment. And don't be denied. No one's telling you got to go do 25 of them or 125 in a week or a month or a day or something. No one's telling you what the number is. It's what are you committed to, because it's the collateral for your life. You know, it's the deposit on your future. You know, Einstein said the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing and expect a different outcome. You know, wherever you've been in financially, you're going to continue to be there if you don't change something. And everybody on this call, now, maybe you've gotten into Ambit Energy and it's become a social thing for you, and you're not committed to the money-making part of it. If that's the case, then that's fine. Stay involved in the social thing and go find something else on the financial side. I don't think that's the case. I think what the case is that you've got to get committed, and not just a hope and a dream and a prayer. Whatever you decide you get committed on, get committed on. Whether it be relationships, whether it be weight loss, health related, whether it be financial related, which is what we're talking about with Ambit Energy, you know, whatever it is, start to make some commitments. 2, maybe 3 areas of your life, take it slow. Don't make commitments that you can't make. Fulfill them and then make another commitment. These are small baby steps. You know, you are who you are. You have lived your life through a set of circumstances that have molded you into what you are. And if you want to be something different than you are, in Ambit Energy's case, you want to be something different financially than where you are today, then you've got to do something different. You can't keep falling into the old tricks and the traps of the past and do what you've done in the past. You've got to do something different, okay? And different isn't easy. Different isn't comfortable. You've got to get uncomfortable and uneasy about doing something that's going to make a financial change in your life. And you know, at the end of the day, the person that's responsible for it is that person that you look at in the mirror. You know, when you hang up from this call, go to your bathroom, go to wherever you have a mirror and look in the mirror and have a little self-talk session. Am I going to do it, or am I going to think about doing it? Leave you with one last thought. Make the commitment something that is achievable. Do not sit there and say, I want to lose 150 pounds. You may need to lose 250 pounds. But at the same time, you know, you say 150 pounds and you get to 13, 14 pounds and you lost that water weight, and the weight's kind of holding you, I'll never make it. You know, try to lose 50 pounds. Now, don't say I'm going to lose 15 pounds when you need to lose 150, you know. But if you need to lose 150 pounds, say, you know, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And get on the whatever it takes program in a time frame that you're comfortable with. Put in the exercise, put in the correction in what you eat, do what you have to do, and lose 50 pounds. And then maintain it. Say, okay, now, second half of the year, I'm going to commit to lose 50 more pounds. Now, you're better off having fulfilled commitments on 100 pounds by December 31 of 2022, or have shot for 150 pounds, gotten discouraged, and lost 15, and then end up 2022 10 pounds heavier than you are now, or 20 pounds heavier than you are. So they've got to be realistic. They've got to have reasonable time frames. And I'm going to encourage you because, you know, it's kind of like a rubber band. If you don't stretch, you know, you're not exercising, you know. So make a commitment in a couple areas. And, of course, I'm encouraging on this call, and the commonality that we have, the common denominator, is ambient energy, which is tied, you know, at least initially, is tied to your financial health. You know, make some commitments, but one of the areas being financial health with regard to ambient energy, and then make another commitment or two in another area. Keep them reasonable. Put a time frame to them, and don't let them be denied. Okay? That's a commitment, something that will not be denied. It's an agreement with yourself. I'm going to open it back up, and give me 1 second here.